If You See Her Face by B.M. Croker. Daniel Gregson, Esquire, B.Sc., political agent to the Raja of Unamore, a child of 7 years of age, and Percy Goring, his junior assistant, were travelling from their own state to attend the Great Delhi Durbar. Mr. Gregson was a civilian of 25 years standing, short of neck, short of stature, and short of temper. His red face, pale prominent eyes, and fierce bushy brows had gained for him the nickname of the Prawn, but he was also known as a marvellously clever financier, ambitious, shrewd, and prompt in action. And by those who were under him, he was less loved than feared. Young Goring was just 26, and much more eager to discuss good shooting or a good dance than the assessment of land, the opium trade, or even acting allowances. The pair journeyed with due ceremony on the native state line, and in the little Raja's own gilt and royal carriage. He was laid up in the palace with chicken pox, and had wept sorely because he had been unable to accompany his guide, philosopher and friend, to the Grand Tamasha, to wear his new velvet coat and all his jewels, and to hear the guns that would thunder in his honour. Child as he was already keenly sensitive respecting his salute. Meanwhile, the agent and his subordinate got on capitally without him, travelling at the leisurely rate of 10 miles an hour that fine November afternoon, surrounded with tiffin baskets, cigarettes, ice boxes, and other luxurious accompaniments. About 4 o'clock, the train came to a sudden standstill. There was no station to account for this, merely a country road, a white gate and a mud hut. The halt resolved itself into a full stop. Mr. Gregson thrust his red face out of the window and angrily inquired the reason of the delay. "Beg your pardon, sir," said the Eurasian guard. "There has been a break on the line. Bridge gone, and we can't get forward nohow." Mr. Gregson glanced out on the prospect. The dusty cactus hedge, the white telegraph posts, the expanse of brownish grass, black goats and jungle. "Any village? Any duck bungalow?" demanded the political agent, who might have known better than to ask. "I'm afraid not, Your Honour. If Your Honour will wait here, we will send a messenger to the next station on foot and tell them to telegraph for another train from the junction. This will arrive at the other side of the break and take you on about 12 o'clock tomorrow." "And meantime, we're to sit here," cried Mr. Gregson indignantly. "A pretty state of affairs. I'll send a memo to the railway engineer that will astonish him."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?